This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban says it has captured a second provincial capital in 2 days, a claim that Afghan government officials dispute. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fighters entered the capital after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts in the province. The government did not deny the claim that Taliban fighters had entered Shibagan, but said the city had not fallen. If the city falls, it will be the second provincial capital in as many days to succumb to the Taliban. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened too. On Friday, the Taliban took control of the southwestern Nimroz provincial capital of Zaranj. Kabul says, though, it's still battling insurgents inside the capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Senate moved closer to passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package Saturday after lawmakers from both parties came together and voted to clear a key procedural hurdle. In a rare stroke of bipartisanship, Republicans joined Democrats during the weekend session to overcome the 60-vote threshold needed to advance the measure toward final votes. The vote was 67 to 27. More votes will be needed before the Senate passage of one of President Joe Biden's top priorities. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer said the path ahead can be easy or difficult.
We can get this done the easy way or the hard way. It's in either case, the Senate will stay in session until we finish our work. It's up to my Republican colleagues how long it takes.
The measure would provide a massive injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and others. The United States is now averaging 100,000 new COVID-19 infections a day. Nationwide, 50% of residents are fully vaccinated, and more than